Now, according to the recent Deloitte 2022 Generation Z and Millennial Survey, almost 50% of these generations live paycheck to paycheck, while at the same time, they worry that they will not be able to cover their monthly expenses, especially if something unexpected or unbudgeted should arise. Joining us is Pay Me Now founders, Brian Habana. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mateo. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Now, when I was in varsity, you know, I got a job, I think it was about third year, and, you know, I got my first salary. I was very, very excited. And, you know, after paying for my rent, I literally hit the streets in Melville and spent all of it, and I didn't know what to do on Monday. How can your app help young people to be more responsible than I was?
Hi, thanks. So I think, firstly, just from an app perspective, you know, we knew that, you know, technologically we had to be 10 times better than what is out there, but also just from a price and fee perspective, we had to be, you know, 5 to 15 times cheaper than any alternative that people could get, and that is if people got an alternative. And I think the biggest vicious cycle is, particularly in the blue-collar work environment, if you don't have money to get to work to earn money, how do you then actually do that? And again, it's being disruptive and, you know, making sure that our fee structure is of that, you know, level where, you know, people are saving a bit on fees that are potentially hidden, and in so doing, helping to smoothen the actual monthly income stream.
And how does Pay Me Now help, you know, young people tackle their finances and make sure that, you know, even though they have more month than money at the end of the month, you know, they can be able to either make it or start at least being financially responsible?
Yeah, so at the moment, you know, Stats South Africa says that is, you know, one in every two employees actually takes out a payday or a micro loan of sorts, with, you know, sometimes fees between 30 and 50%. And I think from a Pay Me Now perspective, as much as we use earned wage access as the core offering, we really try to use financial education to incentivize people and make sure that they upskill themselves financially, understand a bit about their own financial environment, and in so doing, hopefully work a bit better with their money.
And, you know, this particular app obviously, you know, helps, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, it helps young people to, you know, kind of borrow from their own earnings and make sure that, you know, they don't go out there and get like multiple loans that will drown them later. But how does that behavior not get them into debt?
So I think firstly, if we just look at the current trends and cycles, looking at South Africa and your blue collar work environment, the people are potentially needing 200 or 300 rand to get to work or pay for, you know, some sort of emergency thing. And then all of a sudden, if they go to a formal unsecured lender, there's potentially a minimum of 1,000 or 1,500 rand charge. And what that then ensures is that it all of a sudden becomes free money that they then see, where if you give them access to their own money, and they do know that it's going to come off their salary at the end of the month, and that if they do waste it, it's going to be a lot more vicious for them. So what ends up happening is that they use it much more responsibly, and, you know, we're pretty close to approaching our 1 million transaction on Pay Me Now this month, you know, having launched in January 2020. And what we have seen in terms of data is that, you know, even though people are getting access to between 20 and 25% of their already earned wages, the responsibility comes in that they're only using between 12 to 15% of that, because they know come the end of the month they can't borrow to Paul to give to Johnny.
And can Pay Me Now help them, you know, within the app to start saving some of their earnings instead of, you know, waiting to borrow?
So Pay Me Now, we're definitely sort of looking at ways and means of trying to save. But to my example earlier, if you already stretched come the middle of the month, you know, if you don't have enough money to see you through the end of the month, but, you know, savings is a difficult thing to get to, you know, as Pay Me Now, in terms of being, you know, very disruptive because of our fee structure. You need to start somewhere. We'll be the first and honest people to say that, you know, we're not a holistic solution. We're hopefully a part of a bigger financial wellness, you know, offering that employers can give their employees, where they do save on fees. And, you know, we've gone through things of zero rating our app from a data perspective. If people buy value-added services of airtime, data, electricity, you know, there is no fee structure if they've actually educated themselves and get to the goal here. So, you know, we are constantly looking at ways of saving people a little bit, and hopefully in so doing, providing a profound impact for them to look at their money in a very different way.
Now let's look at the business, Brian. You know, Pay Me Now is one of, like I could say, a fintech app that's really going into the market. How big is the appetite for such businesses as a startup? Have you gotten any offers, you know, to invest more into the business and grow it further?
So we've been very fortunate. We honestly do believe we were the first Android access to on-demand play to market in January 2020. There have since been a few other fintech players come to the fore, and I think what that has done is really give not only market validation, but a real insight into the value proposition that earned wage access on demand pay as a fintech, you know, can provide employers to on-pass an employee value proposition to their staff. We've been very fortunate that our angel investor, you know, Digital Ecosystem Group has allowed us to be given a bit of runway. We've been very fortunate that we with that got a debt facility that allows us to not have a blank checkbook, but you know, hopefully easily advance to 1 million people that you know potentially sign up to the platform in the next 2 to 3 years. So we do have massive audacious goals. We're extremely proud of the fact that you know we're the first South African earned wage access player to go cross border. We launched in Namibia last week, you know, and sort of going into a few African territories over the next while. So at the moment, it's making sure that we continue on the J curve. I think we have been fortunate to jump over what in the startup world is called the valley of death. And, you know, looking forward to continuing adding benefits to employers and hopefully in so doing to employees as well.
And how have you been received in Namibia? Of course, I'm thinking it's a little bit different from the South African market, of course, and you have to tread carefully when you cross the border. So how did you guys go about doing that?
Okay, so firstly, they say to expand into a different geography is the same, if not more effort than actually starting up in the territory you know. And you know, legislatively, fiduciary-wise, it's making sure that we had everything in place before we went there. I think we are very fortunate that Namibia is a common currency zone in comparison to you know, a few other African geographies. And further above that, you know, we have a multinational company that had a really successful rollout of payment now in South Africa, which has then allowed us to grow cross-border. But you know, making sure that all our legal opinions was in place, making sure that a fiduciary perspective, we were definitely you know on the right side of the law. And back at that, we launched you know, just under a week ago, and there can be some fantastic uptake. And you know, we look forward to continue offering you know, what we believe is a very valuable, tangible, positive solution that gives people their dignity back.
And now it is Youth Day, Brian, so I do have to ask, how many young people are the backroom staff that make sure that Pay Me Now works efficiently, and when people go on the app, everything is coded correctly? How many of young people have you employed in the company?
Yes, I mean, I'm termed a geriatric millennial, Mateus, so I'm not quite sure what qualifies as young these days, but, you know, we started off as four guys in a 20 square meter office, and, you know, we've got a staff complement, a permanent of just under 23. You know, we've got some resourced, outsourced facilities in terms of marketing and, you know, central shared resources that take the company to about a 40-strong complement, of which I'd say, you know, almost half, if not two-thirds, that is under the age of 35, which, you know, bodes really well for where we're going as an organization. And you've got to think differently, work differently. The thing that we have tried to create at Pay Me Now is that we're part of a team that really is playing a positive impact. You know, we have been developing an app that is inspired by people and powered by technology. And hopefully, you know, through our young people in our own organization, you know, we also, you know, get to have the benefit of getting access to Pay Me Now. We'll continue building an ecosystem that, you know, stretches far across the, you know, the SADC region.
Now, lastly, Brian, of course, it takes up a lot of time and effort to start a fintech startup like this one. Are you lost to the rugby world? Will you not be analyzing the biggest games in the world anymore?
I think I'm very fortunate, yeah, firstly, to have been given this opportunity by the CEO of the company, Dion Nobrega, who was my university roommate just over 3 years ago, to not only financially invest, but make this my, you know, my full-time job. So it is a 12 to 12 opportunity. But yeah, not quite lost the rugby world. And as you can see from the air, there's a helicopter flying overhead because I'm in London at the moment, being able to
busy man
work for Prime Video this weekend. So, yeah, I'm not lost at the moment, but hopefully you know, I was fortunate enough to be in Rugby World Cup in Japan in 2019 to see Sia and the boys do something special, and hopefully I'll be in France 2023 to experience the same.
Definitely, hopefully we will be lifting it again in France. That was PayMeNow founder, co-founder Brian Habana, telling us about how PayMeNow, the fintech app that's helping young people manage their money.